Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Let's go. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm probably a lot higher on these two signings than you are. Tayshawn Gibson at the price, he's not better than what they had with Matthew, but he's not a hell of a lot worse. And one thing he does do that Matthew can't is cover tight ends. And that's been a Texans problem forever.
I don't know. I'm not crazy about him coming in. I don't think he's nearly on the level that Tyrann Mathieu was.
Yeah, see, I don't think Mathieu was better, but I don't think he's $7 million a year better.
See, I'm not worried about that. I mean, the million. Like, the Texans have cap space. They've got money to spend. So if this is a shoestring budget team, they just need to come out and say so.
Well, I think they've established that with the money they didn't spend last year. They're going to be a shoestring team.
They're the Oakland A's of the NFL?
Apparently so. I mean, if you want to talk trash to them, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Heckling can be funny. Trash talking can be funny. But, you know, at some point, I don't blame a guy for losing it a little bit when it piles up. And these guys are human beings, and I don't think people realize that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And that's some of what you missed. If you missed the first 2 hours, sorry you did. I thought it was good stuff. A lot of sports. Very sportsy for the first 2 hours. But these things are going to happen sometimes. All available, though, at podcastarena.com. And no matter how you're listening, whether it's on 97.5, whether it's on the stream, the app, or if you're watching us on live stream brought to you by Twin Peaks, thank you for tuning in.
I've got a follow-up to yesterday's Gym of the Day.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
You remember that there was a woman who got into the Jaguar pit and got treated like someone getting into a Jaguar pit?
Yeah, to take a selfie. She's a dumb.
Yeah. What do you think she has to say now that she's kind of taken a step back? And
well, she came out yesterday and apologized for making the zoo look bad.
Well, she went a little bit further.
Uh-oh.
While she said that she was mostly at fault, she shouldn't have tried to get a picture, she did say the zoo needs to improve their safety. They need to maybe move the fences a little bit back. And she said, I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I think the zoo should consider moving their fence back to keep the animals from getting so close. I don't think you're going to twist this around on the zoo.
No, Leanne. Leanne, you're dumb. And I'm just sorry that the Jaguar didn't pull you apart.
Yeah.
and spare us all your.
I mean, she did pull apart her arm meat.
Yeah, she got chunked on a little bit, but I think anytime somebody's in a zoo and goes into where the animals are, I'm team animal.
Yeah,
every single time, and I don't care if you die because you're an idiot. So, yeah, that's the zoo's fault. Nice, good luck with your lawsuit, idiot. Bet you got a nice selfie though.
Well,
Blitzer Jesse says, I know how much the show loves shout outs, loves in quotes. So how about one for me, 34th birthday today? Since you have Blitzer as your first name, you can have it.
Yeah.
This NHL to Houston thing keeps tweeting stuff at me.
I thought you ran that account.
No, God, no. Ask me and Greg Rajan. I don't know who Greg Rajan is. John McClain. Would y'all like to be the writers for the Houston NHL team that Fertitta is trying to bring to Houston? No.
You don't want to be the writer for it?
No.
Why not?
Why would I want to do that? I have a better job than being a reporter again. That was 25 years ago. That's longer than that. 30 years ago.
Why didn't that guy ask me?
I don't know. Would I...
Am I not good enough?
Would I like to have season tickets and go to the game? Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to work.
I'm not going to work.
I just want to go there and watch games.
What if they asked you to be the stadium announcer for it?
Oh, I bet Fred would do that.
Nah. Nah, I mean, listen.
I would do it, but I would only do it as a Spanish stadium announcer. So if a goal got
Hola,
scored.
¿Cómo estás? My God, please never let that happen. Every single person in the building will walk out.
They would be the highest scoring
team. I just heard 100,000 radios turn off at once.
The highest scoring team in the NHL.
Listen, I'm still hearing that there's a good chance it's going to be the Coyotes. And
I like to call them the Yotes.
Yeah, which is a terrible name. But that it would be 2020 at the soonest. Something's going to happen. It's just, you know... But I have to say,
they would actually switch that name also to the Houston Ice Rats
Or something like that. I don't know. But the
Ice Roaches.
Yeah, they'll change the name. I don't think you could.
Some vermin that's more appropriate for our part
the
of the
Astrodome
world.
Rats.
Yeah, the Dome Rats. That'd be pretty good.
But they won't play in the Dome.
But they could represent the Dome Rats.
They could.
Yeah,
be a cool logo.
I don't know if you could. I actually like the Coyotes, but I don't know if you could do that in Texas.
It would be cool to see a nasty ass rat wearing like a helmet and a hockey stick, looking like he was from Slapshot with like a busted glasses, and that'd be cool.
Yeah, like one of those rats from the Pickle Rick episode with the badass teeth.
I still haven't watched the Pickle Rick.
You're gonna have to do it. Yeah, another pop culture thing you're missing out on.
What platform would I find that on?
It's on Adult Swim. If you go on to Hulu too.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just watch that one episode. If you don't like it, I'll never talk to you about it again.
You guys are rich. How am I going to afford Hulu? Can I borrow one of your logins?
No.
I turned myself into a pickle.
Please tell me that's not what the episode's about.
You'll just have to watch it.
Oh, I feel like you're telling me it is. That's what it's about.
Hey, it won like an Emmy for best best animated episode of the year.
You want me to give you a list of things that have won Emmys in the past that are total dog poop?
No, not really.
No, I didn't think
so. It's not total dog poop. You're like the only person on the planet, I think, who hasn't watched this yet.
I probably am. I'm at least amongst
them. I'm Pickle Rick!
I freaking love that.
Let's talk to Bobby. That boy ain't right. Hello,
What's
Bobby.
What's up, man?
What up? Sports.
Similar story about the lady that won the money. My neighbor lady about a year ago had $7 and she drove a Ford Maverick that was barely making it. Went to the little convenience store and I rode with her. Bought her a tall boy and she took a $5 scratch off and won $10,000.
Damn.
Nice.
She pay you back for that beer?
She paid for the beer and the ticket.
Okay. I thought you said you bought her a beer.
Yeah. Oh, she paid for the beer and the ticket.
Okay. Yeah. He just gave her a ride.
Yeah.
My kind of guy. Oh, boy. What do you think? You see him up there.
I don't know. I'm thinking that 281 needs to reevaluate his life because he says Pickle Rick is one of the worst episodes. That's just, I'm sorry, but you're a horrible human being, and I hope he chops you up like he did the rats.
What's up, OU Mike? Please don't ruin the show. I'm having a good day.
Yes, sir. I was at the zoo, and I was trying to get a closer picture at the elephant pen, so I climbed in there also. And about the time they started looking like they were going to stampede me, I stripped down completely naked, and I guess they thought I was just another elephant in the pen, so they left me alone.
Does he, like, sit around writing these all day? Like, he's got enough, I mean, he's got enough ideas that I feel like he could do open mic comedy or something like that.
Not very good open mic comedy.
I mean, yeah, but he could open for Barry.
Oh, I've seen
Cruise Ship open mic comedy.
By the way, I want to, because I teased something.
You did?
Yeah, and I've gotten, you know, I'm not the best at always going back and paying off on my teases. I'm trying to work on that. You know, I like.
So you're like a wife.
Yeah. But what? Meanwhile, I'm trying to coach the guys around here and tell, you know, I'm telling them all, hey, make sure you pay off on your teases. And then I said that I was going to look up who in the top 15 didn't have a player in the.
Yeah, well, let's do that next segment.
Yeah.
We'll make it a double tease.
Okay, double tease.
Because right now I'm going to tell you how you can reduce your credit card debt. You know, the average interest rate on credit card debt is over 18%. And have you looked at your interest rate lately? Well, how about this? Lightstream can help. You can refinance your high interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as, how about this, 6.14% APR with autopay. Now, I'm not great at math, but I know 6.14%, a lot less than 18%. And the rate is fixed. It will never go up. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. And when you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from Lightstream. It's what they call lending uncomplicated. And if you want to save even more, Blitzers can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, there's some repercussions to your goal call.
Uh-oh.
Mayo says he's sitting at a red light with the windows down. A.J. screams like a Hispanic announcer, scaring the lady next to me, and
wah.
He gets the finger.
Wah.
And my two-year-old is now screaming goal in the car. Thanks, AJ.
Yeah.
And several other kids very much worked up by your goal call.
Thank you.
So can you do eight of those a game, though? That's going to be the question.
That's the question. For the right money, probably.
No, I would never, well, for one thing, to be a writer for it, never. I'm not going that. Can't pay me enough, man. It's always the dollars.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, before we get to your tease, the all these people who got caught in this rich people college scandal, none of them have ever watched a mafia movie because they all went on the phone and talked about this stuff. And every single time, what is the first thing they tell you? You don't talk on the phone. So you guys watch your own movies, knuckleheads. All right. Pay off on your tees.
Okay. So I went through and I found some of the top, I figure, what do we say? The top 15, does that seem about right?
Sure.
The number one team is Gonzaga, and they've got a legit They've got two guys on the top 30. Brandon Clark and Rui Hachimura both make the top 30. So we can cross them off the list.
They're pretty good, by the way. I've watched a few of their games.
They are
lately.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's not unlike UH. It's kind of hard to tell because of the competition. But, boy, they look good.
Duke also has two guys on the list, R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson.
Okay.
Virginia has Kyle Guy and DeAndre Hunter. So they've got two.
He's just a guy.
Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams. So Tennessee has two guys. Kentucky has P.J. Washington, just P.J. Washington. Lowly Kentucky with only one guy.
Wait, how surprising is that? Considering they usually have three guys who are going in the first round.
Yeah. Michigan has Ignas Brazdeikis. Michigan State has Cassius Winston. Texas Tech has Jarrett Culver. LSU, not represented.
Interesting.
And if they were, he'd probably be suspended by now anyway. So I don't know.
I'd probably been paid off. So
that's of the top 10 teams, only LSU doesn't have a player on the list.
Okay.
After that, though, I mean, UH is 11th. They don't have a player, obviously. Florida State doesn't have one at 12. Okay. So, I mean, the fact that 13, Purdue has Carson Edwards, that's no surprise. But Dean Wade isn't on the list for Kansas State. So, but Caleb Martin and Jordan Caroline both make it for Nevada. So, of the top 15 teams, only four, don't have a player on that top 30 list. So, it goes back to, we were talking about Corey Davis and what kind of a player he is. And I think he's a really good player. I just don't know that he's, you know, a superstar college player. I think he's a good player. I think what's getting them by more is the fact that they play hard defense, they're well coached, and they've got pretty good depth.
Well, and they share the ball a lot, but I mean, I have seen stretches where he has taken over when he's needed to, and I just think he doesn't get enough credit for being a really good player. Superstar, I don't know about that, but I think he's pretty damn good, and I just feel like it's a little oversimplifying to say, well, there are just a lot of really good players on this team when,
yeah,
you know, I do think he's capable of carrying them when he needs to. Josh asked if you've spoken about the Canseco Twitter beef he's trying to start with A-Rod.
No.
I
if you follow Jose Canseco on Twitter, you're asking for confusion.
He's crazy.
You're asking for heartache.
Yeah.
Who I did follow? Not on Twitter, but I followed this story. Did you see Conor McGregor got arrested?
I did see that.
Yeah. Accused of stealing and smashing a fan's phone, charged with felony strong-armed robbery and criminal mischief, according to Miami Beach police. He and the fan were walking out of a resort at 5 a.m. when the fan tried taking a photo with his cell. McGregor slapped the phone out of his hand and stomped on it several times. He picked up the phone, valued it $1,000, and walked away with it. Of course, the incident was captured on surveillance video. That's not good. But it is his second arrest in a year, because he got arrested after he threw the freaking dolly through the window of that bus. That happened after UFC 223, and he ended up pleading guilty to a disorderly conduct charge, although he was originally charged with felonies. But he ended up getting 3 days of anger management courses and 5 days of community service. I don't know what he'll get for this, but...
You know what we need, AJ? We need a wall.
Yeah, keep these Irish immigrants out. If only this guy had known jiu-jitsu, he could have stopped Conor McGregor. But alas.
Yeah.
Alas.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
All right. And I'm going to tell you about my computer career. If the years keep rolling by and it's already March, and if you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Even with no IT experience, many of our graduates could do little more than turn on their computer when they started. And now they're in the IT career. Helping people start these careers is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get all the skills, all the certifications you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I don't know if you saw this story on Culture Map, but guess what Houston is trying to get?
The Olympics.
No.
A spaceship.
Close.
A hockey team.
Space Command.
Space Force.
Yeah, Trump's Space Force. The command would
yes.
be here.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
Space City and all.
Yeah. And the Democrats just didn't come here because they don't like us. So
it's true.
So now's the time for...
I think you mean the libs. That's the way to say it, demeaningly.
Is it? I'm not demeaning anyone. Just, you don't want to come to our city? Fine. If Trump wants to send us Space Force, I'm down.
Yeah.
But, Greg Abbott wrote a letter, so we'll see. I think this would be a great place for it. It'd be tremendous. It would be the best space force with the best people. If they don't come here, sad.
Yeah.
I have a different story for you. Are you familiar with the Iditarod?
Dog race, right?
Dog race. Long-term dog race. And I think it's because this guy was French. But a Frenchman named Nicolas Petit had a huge lead heading into Sunday's stage of the Iditarod. He left the checkpoint at Unalakleet, which fake name. He had a 14-mile, 5-hour lead over the next closest competitor. So with 200 miles left in the race, he was in a good position to build on that lead. Then everything went wrong. Iditarod followers noticed the GPS tracking for a sled stalled at speeds below two miles an hour, and then hovered right at zero. The extended delay shrunk his lead until it was gone. He went from first by 5 hours to fourth place. According to Pettit, the whole thing happened because two of his dogs started fighting about a bathroom break. When he yelled at the dogs to stop, the rest of the team simply refused to continue.
Mm.
You want to talk about some sensitive bitches.
For real.
But said one of his dogs went to go to the bathroom. Another dog got a hold of him. He jumped on him while he was on the ground. He yelled at the older dog to leave the younger dog alone, and that's when the other dogs changed. Everybody heard daddy yelling, which doesn't happen, and then they wouldn't go anymore anywhere. So here's a lesson for you. Don't yell at your dogs.
Don't do it. Treat your dogs right. They'll treat you right.
Yeah, that cost him a 5-hour lead. So I hope he's learned a valuable lesson here.
It cost him the whole lead. He coughed it
up.
Yeah,
he coughed up a 5-hour lead. I mean, you want to talk about stubborn? They wouldn't go at all.
Damn.
So I don't know if you saw this, but you know I'm a fan of a lot of the Law and Order stuff, right?
You love it.
Well, apparently there was one that had been green-lighted, a new one, which now they are holding off on.
Thank you.
I know, because I got to say, this sounds horrible. It was going to be called Law and Order Hate Crimes.
Ooh. That won't be racially or culturally divisive
at all.
It
was supposed to be... It remains in active development, but has not been renewed yet. It was based on New York's Real Hate Crimes Task Force, the second oldest bias-based task force in the U.S. This sounds horrible. I mean, how can you do a whole series off of How many hate crimes can you do?
Well, there's probably
I mean,
a
there's
lot.
A lot, but I mean, you know, the way they do it with topics, it's kind of just seems to me like a bad idea.
No, I agree. Uh-oh.
Yeah, just get me, just bring me the original back. The original Law and Order.
Yeah.
You had more stuff you could do.
I never loved that show, but.
I could just see this one be terrible.
But they said they're not going to do it, right?
It's on hold right now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we need more Law and Order. But
no, I'm kind of with you. Just bring back the original.
That's I will all. Say when they, you know, when they find something and it works and it's making them money.
Yeah.
Keep rolling with it.
Well, the only one still going on is SVU, and I still watch it, but it hasn't.
It still makes new episodes?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to let it go one more year, so it'll match the longest-running drama, or set the record for longest-running drama.
What about The Simpsons?
Simpsons is not a drama.
What?
I hate to break it to you.
There's some dramatic moments in The Simpsons.
Yeah, but it's a comedy.
Have you seen, have you ever seen Dark Simpsons?
No.
Basically, they take clips from a bunch of different Simpsons episodes and turn it into something like really sadistic and make it way of like a totally different show. Like I saw a clip of one where they where basically Moe went to the Moe the bartender went to a plastic surgeon and got himself to look like Homer because he wanted Homer's family, and then he murdered Homer, buried him, and went home and banged Marge.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think there's like a whole
I'm pretty sure there's
YouTube
a
YouTube channel or
there's
something.
There's a lot of action Marge just pulled off that we haven't been told about.
Yeah.
She looks like she gets down.
Every once in a while you'll come across like dirty Simpsons stuff. Like
yeah.
People will post like clips of Marge Simpson porno. Which I don't understand cartoon porn. I know that's
yeah,
it's a thing for
that,
you, but
no, the yellow skin doesn't work for me.
That's what?
And the hair doesn't work.
Oh, not your thing.
No.
All right.
No. Blue hair and yellow skin just is not. Yeah. Although, you know, occasionally when they have guest stars on there, I think about
right.
it. Right. But 713-780-3776 is your number. How's your game going over there?
They're down two right now.
Well, it's early.
They got out to like a 9-2 lead. Now it's 18-16. You suck. But that's what happens when you bet in these games. If you're betting against you're betting on a crappy team against a crappy team.
Yeah.
That's the kind of ball you're going to get. A lot of inconsistent garbage.
Scarwell's asking, not asking how much you made, but what is the wager bet you're most proud of and why?
Probably for me, USC Texas. Moneyline Texas. They were plus 7. I think they were like plus 220-ish or 225-ish. And had a pretty good feeling on it. Hammered that pretty good.
Sports bet. It was the Hawaii Bowl one year when SMU was playing there and June Jones was coaching SMU after he'd been in Hawaii all those years. And I don't remember who they were playing, but there were 17-point dogs and I bet a money line heavy.
There you go.
That was a good one. And then I mean, I've got a couple of horse ones that stand out. I still think my favorite thing, the thing I'm most proud of to this day was qualifying for the World Series of Poker for $9.
That's pretty impressive.
So what? I played a $9 tournament that got me into a $33 tournament and played that. That got me into a $100 tournament. And that one, got me into a $600 tournament. And then the top 20 in that. Because it was one of those big super tournaments. The top 20 all got seats. And I was first in chips with like 22 left.
Nice.
And it was funny because I should have folded him, but I actually called with aces because I was trying to get somebody out. And he won. And I'm like, why am I even playing a hand? There's no...
Just get away from it.
And then what was interesting about it, they wound up giving away 22 seats because the entire system went down in the middle of the tournament for 2 hours.
So what is it? I mean, they were supposed to give how many seats?
20.
And because two people were saying they got screwed or what?
Well, no, the whole system crashed. PokerStars itself crashed.
Oh boy, bad timing.
And so everybody's like emailing support and everything else, and they finally just sent a thing out saying we're going to let the last two in. But I was massive chip leader in that thing for about the last hour of the tournament, and it was just, you know, and so I went through three levels of qualifying that started for $9 for a $12,000 package that got me into the main and $2,000 in travel money.
Not bad.
And a free 2 weeks at Treasure Island, which even after I busted out, I stayed.
There you go.
Because I made so much in the side games there.
Yeah. You love that old TI room.
Well, it wasn't just that. It's they had tournaments at the time, like at Caesars and places like that, that you had to have a WSOP card to play. And they were pretty good tournaments. You know, a lot of, not huge money, but 200 to 500.
Yeah.
And, man, I was just rolling around in those things. And everybody in those were people who busted out and were drunk and miserable, just like me. But I'm a better drunk and miserable player than
right.
most people. So I did really well. And then I won some cash there and then played the back then they had sit and goes at TI that I'd play all the time. And I wound up making a good chunk of money. So that whole experience, and that was my first time in, and had an absolute blast. And, you know, basically took 2 weeks off from the Chronicle and just did nothing but play poker.
What a life.
And, you know, played in the main, but then played all these other tournaments in cash and just for 2 weeks. That and, you know, chase women. But it was a long time ago.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Pro Dunk Hoops. Hoops. It's hooping time. Obviously, we're watching a bunch of basketball right now. Why don't you get out there and play some? Get out there. Get your kids out there playing some. Get them off their iPads. It's spring break. They're sitting around. They're driving you crazy. You know what they could be doing? Hooping it up outside. That's what they could be doing. But you bought a raggedy goal at a raggedy store, and it's all rusted and crooked, and it sucks. Well, that didn't happen with Hoop Sporting Equipment. They've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands you can get in the big box stores. A tempered glass backboard so strong that Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll come replace it for absolutely free. And a rust armor finish, which means no rust. 30 years maintenance free, guys. Four different designs to fit your home, driveway, or backyard. The newest goal, the Bear, fully portable. It's perfect if you've got a picky HOA in the neighborhood. And, of course, they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. Guys, get your new hoops goal today. See it all, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com or give them a call, 281-351-9822.
On ESPN 97.5.
Guys, low testosterone can affect you in a lot of ways. It can affect you in the office, can affect you in the gym, can affect you in the bedroom. It doesn't have to be that way. And you don't have to go get the shots, the weekly shots that you're going to feel the crash. And they can cause long-term health issues and shrinkage even. Nobody wants shrinkage. Man Centers has figured out a better way to get you back up to snuff on your testosterone. They want to help your body start producing its own testosterone again in a more natural way. Go check them out. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball. And they've got a new one open in Webster. You got to check these guys out, man. See what they can do for your health. It's worth it. And they'll check you out for free. A free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. And I tell people all the time, if you're thinking about having a vasectomy, now's the time to do it. Next Wednesday, schedule an appointment for a vasectomy. Take Thursday and Friday off. Sit around on the couch all weekend and watch all these college basketball games. Be smart, guys. That's a life hack. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the... This is the last segment?
That's it.
Jeez. I've been paying attention. That flew by. Check out sportsmap.com. You want to know what's on there right now?
Yeah.
You've got your Texan signing Tayshaun Gibson and Bradley Roby. Got Joel Blank's column on how far the Cougars can go in the NCAA tournament. We have the link to the College Basketball Dream podcast with Brad Powers and AJ Hoffman. And Jermaine Avery saying the Texans have a history of hitting below the Mendoza line when it comes to personnel decisions.
There you go.
And something from Ken Hoffman on corn dogs or hot dogs or some food. Ultimate Colonel corn dogs. Yeah, that's what it is. That's on there. All right, I have a Hey Man Bleep That. Do you guys have yours today? Are you good?
Yeah, I've got a story I can use for one probably.
Can I start?
Yeah, please do.
All right, you know, I wasn't a fan of Bohemian Rhapsody, but I was okay with it. People enjoyed it. It was Hollywooded, and it was, you know, a lot of people liked it, so. Okay, whatever. You guys enjoyed it. I didn't. Fine. No worries. They're talking about a sequel. Apparently, producer Rudy Dolezal plans for a sequel. He told Page Six that a follow-up film is now being heavily discussed in the Queen family and would likely pick up with the band's Live Aid performance. And Brian May had similarly teased such a project, says, who knows, there might be a sequel. There was a six-year gap between Live Aid and Mercury's death where he basically didn't do anything.
Yeah.
What the hell is a sequel going to be?
He just laid around with AIDS.
Yeah, if you guys are gonna Hollywood this up and then, you know, screw with the timeline so that's the end, then
they're
how
just
the
trying
hell?
To get their dough, Fred.
Let them eat. You know what? Go tour now and make a bunch of money with Adam Ant Lambert or whatever his name is. And do not make a sequel. To that I say, hey man, f*** that.
I want to say, hey man, F that to Boston College in this offensive performance in the first half. They scored 9 points in the first 3 minutes and 10 points in the rest of the first half. That's pathetic. This kind of goes up to what we had yesterday. Measles spiking around the globe. There's a story today. How worried should we be? And there are two kinds of measles problems in the world. There are low-income countries like Madagascar and Yemen, because, you know, they can't get vaccines. And
right.
There have been nearly 80,000 cases and 900 deaths in September in Madagascar alone.
Jeez.
And then there's the rise in countries like ours, where people just decide, I'll pass on that vaccine. Because those diseases don't exist anymore.
Can we make them all move to Madagascar?
That's the move. That's the move. There's some countries that have it really bad. The Philippines, they suffer from both problems. There's access problems for some of the poorer people and hesitancy problems from some of the people who do have access to it. So it's just a crazy thing. We've really got to figure out this vaccination thing. I feel like it needs to be a pretty high priority these days, because if measles and all these other diseases that we've beat are coming back, I don't
dysentery, typhoid,
Ebola. Just stop it. We got to figure this out. To that I say, hey man, that.
You know who figured it out? Thanos.
He did. He did. If only he got rid of,
Hey, Aaron, your turn.
All right. Mine is, I've been holding on to this for a couple weeks because we didn't have time the last time I did it. There was a YouTuber in Australia who went poking around an old abandoned amusement park or wildlife zoo, and for some reason decided to go into the dark abandoned aquarium with no lighting, and found out that the great white shark that they had that lived there was still living in there, but was still dead floating around the aquarium. And so as you see it when you're looking at his point of view video, you see this giant massive beast in the dark of an aquarium, and that, one, scares the crap out of me, but two, the place that closed it down, or the officials that closed it down, didn't bother to, you know, make sure the animals got out and got to safety. So, I mean, the animal having to die and starve to death is one thing, but also walking around in the dark and having a giant shark pop out of an aquarium, for that I say, hey man, f*** that.
Are you a PETA?
No.
Okay.
No, I just think it was messed up that they shut down a whole thing and then all of a sudden a shark, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't have any love for sharks. Like sharks, snakes, and spiders, I'm kind of like, if they don't make it, oh well. might even throw alligator in there.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but who goes walking into a dark room where you don't know? Like, the fact that it reminds me of Independence Day where the alien pops out while they're watching the autopsy. Nope, don't do that. There's a giant shark in there. Nope. Dead or alive? Nope.
We will not go gentle into that good night. I never was blown away by his speech in that. Everybody talked about what a great speech it was. Didn't do much for me. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We will be in studio tomorrow.
Not at Texas Mattress Makers. Don't go there. Well, I mean, you could still go
there.
Yeah,
go there, but
don't go there expecting to see us.
And then we're going to be leaving on a jet plane.
That's right.
Heading to Dallas. Get ready for that fight. So we'll have a lot of talk about that on Thursday and Friday. Want to thank Aaron. Great job today, young man. Only one like hiccup that I noticed on the whole thing. And I saved you on it, so I'll give you an A+. Hoffman gets an A+.
Always.
I was, above average for me, so we'll go D+ today. And we'll be back in here tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.